is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the city of Baltimore, Black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and four female lawmakers of color could hurt him in next year's election. But as AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president has a different take.
The president says the White House has been flooded with people thanking him for exposing Baltimore's issues.
They really appreciate it.
And everything else he's accomplished.
What I've done for African Americans in 2.5 years, no president has been able to do anything like it.
The polls do not reflect that. Gallup reports his approval among Black Americans hit 8% last month. A Quinnipiac University poll today finds 80% of registered African American voters think he's racist. The president says he's the least racist person in the world.
Fake news does not report it properly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN humanitarian chief urged the Security Council Tuesday to take action to end what he called the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last opposition-held stronghold. An exasperated Mark Lowcock told council members that continued violence could create the worst humanitarian disaster of the 21st century.
You, in this Security Council, have ignored all the previous pleas you have heard. You know what is happening, and you have done nothing for 90 days as the carnage continues in front of your eyes.
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition. That has prevented the UN's most powerful body from taking any significant action. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The American Civil Liberties Union is accusing the Trump administration of circumventing